Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. Spring is here, officially arriving at 10:46 this morning. Even people who enjoy the outdoor activities possible in winter are probably looking forward to the new activities spring will provide. And with the increased hours of daylight spring also provides, especially when coupled with daylight saving time, people have the light needed to engage in those activities. As we've seen on Morning Prayer this week, light is more than just what comes from the sun or a light bulb. In the Bible, light is often associated with understanding God and His goodness, and with experiencing that goodness in our lives. Yes, we all enjoy the increased hours of daylight that will be ours in the spring, but we can especially enjoy the increased understanding of God that brings more and more good into our lives. This understanding can encompass everything we do, becoming the light we follow to progress. Here's the way the Bible puts it. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thine everlasting light. The Bible mentions the results of this too. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders. May we all walk in the light of this understanding of good and enjoy what it brings to us, others, and the world. Amen.